Transport industry officials and politicians will meet in Bristol today to talk about the future of the railways here in the West. The conference, which has been organised by the campaign group Rail Future, is an opportunity to discuss things like electrification and the Metro West project. Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future.
Stuff happening in the West, and I think it's important that we raise awareness of it. And as campaigners, you know, we keep pushing for more and more and more. You mentioned the Henbury Loop, which is looking like the Henbury Spur, but we're going to carry on pushing till we get the Henbury Loop. And there's other campaigns as well in the pipeline. Salford Station, for instance, okay, that's a longer term aspiration, but we keep pushing for that, and I think in the longer term we'll get that too.
Sierra Leone has declared itself free of Ebola after 40...
And Hollywood Nights. It's 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Now, transport industry officials and politicians will meet in Bristol today to talk about the rail resurgence in the west of England. The conference, which has been organised by campaign group Rail Future, is an opportunity to actually discuss things like electrification and the Metro West project. Well, Bruce Williamson from Rail Future joins me on the line now. Morning to you, Bruce.
Hello.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about why you've all got together like this. I mean, what sort of people are going to be talking and interested in this?
Well, who do we start off with?
Maybe not a list, but just sort of
people. We've got the people from Great Western Railway, First Great Western, as it's been renamed, First Bus, there's Parry People Movers, a company that builds trains. There's the campaigners themselves. Rail Future is a campaign group that campaigns for a better railway. Interested members of the public and some politicians as well. Sadly, Charlotte Leslie was going to talk, but for obvious reasons, she's unable to make it. But we've got the assistant mayor.
Basically, everyone who has a sort of an interest in what's going on. I mean, we talk about rail resurgence in the west of England. Do you think there is, or is it just increasing frustration from some people that the services don't improve?
Well, there is frustration that it takes a long time for these improvements to happen. But there's things in the pipeline that are definitely going to happen. The electrification, the new intercity trains, Portishead, the four tracking of the Filton Bank, and it goes on and on. There's an awful lot happening. The Henbury Spur, which we want to make into the Henbury Loop, and obviously that's something we keep pushing for. But, you know, we will see, you know, huge improvements to the rail network in the next few years, but there's so much more that we want to do as well, and that's why we've chosen Bristol, really.
Is it possible, though, with the kind of state of affairs as it is at the moment, to get that kind of investment to really do the things that perhaps might make the ultimate difference?
Well, it's very frustrating because we're always playing catch-up. The railways generally have become more and more popular. There are twice as many people sort of trying to get on trains as there were 20 years ago, but sadly we don't have twice as many trains or twice as many stations or twice as many lines. So, yeah, there is that catch-up, that frustration. We want more, we need more, we need that investment. So, we have to keep pushing for it, and hopefully we'll get there eventually.
As a sort of pressure group, do you feel as if you are seeing significant movements?
Yeah, there certainly is some very welcome investment happening. You know, looking wider, we've got, not just electrification, there's things like Crossrail and HS2 and so on. So I think, you know, finally, the government is realising that the investment in rail pays off. But as I say, we're playing catch up with the growth of the railways from the passenger point of view. Railways have become more and more popular.
Yeah, which is surprising considering that they're not cheap, are they?
No, they're not cheap. No, and that's one of the things we campaign for as well. You know, fares go up ahead of inflation. It seems that the government are trying to price people off the railways, but for whatever reason, and I've got to say I don't know what it is, but the railways are more popular. People are determined to travel by train, even though they're being priced off them.
Well, I guess if you're a regular commuter and you're sat in a car and the traffic appears to be getting worse and worse, perhaps that's why you think it's worth, for a bit of sanity, to try and get on the trains, even if it's more expensive. I don't know, and I guess, but it is interesting because, you know, certainly if your company helps pay for your rail travel, perhaps it's slightly different, but for a lot of people I would think it was to do it regularly is quite expensive.
It is quite expensive. Well, actually, I'll say that if you've got a season ticket, then it works out reasonably cheap, although it doesn't seem that way when you're forking out the annual bill that goes well into four figures.
So what do you hope will come out of today?
I think that, you know, that getting these various different groups, different organisations that I described earlier together, is, you know, we'll come away with a better understanding of you know, what's happening on the railway, why it's happening, how to make it happen quicker, and hopefully that sort of communication will lead to progress. I think the more we understand other people's point of view and learn how to work together better, we'll get things done more effectively.
And on a very trivial note, Bruce, have you always been a train spotter?
I've never been a train spotter.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely certain. Yeah, no, I mean, I enjoy travelling by train. It's my favourite mode of transport, and I think obviously a lot of people do as well. But no, This isn't a train spotter club. This is a serious campaigning body, you know, and we do get things done.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, it is a closed workshop, is it?
Can people come along? If you want to turn up to the Mercure Hotel on Redcliffe Hill today from about 10 o'clock, give us £30, there's lunch included, and we'd be delighted to see you.
Okay, great to talk to you, Bruce. Thank you very much indeed for joining us here on BBC Radio Bristol.